joining us is former Finn Harps skipper and captain Keith Cowan and member of the invincible Letterkenny Rovers side who won the league title recently. Keith Cowan. Keith, how are you doing?
All's good. Oh, I've seen that. Thanks for bringing that up. Actually, I was meaning to talk to you about that invincible season.
We're tipping the hat here to Letterkenny Rovers because they lost one game all season, and that was in the FAI Junior Cup against Mervyn United. And on you haven't lost a game, you can call it domestically, locally here in Donegal. But you are the league champions, and the season's not done. You still have another game to come this weekend. Another cup competition, Keith, against Kilmacrenan.
Yeah, we got Kilmac on Sunday, which you know, it's going to be another interesting tie. You know, we've played Kilmac twice already this season and managed to beat them on both occasions. But look, I guess there's a cup competition, and you know, they'll be out to get a bit of revenge, no doubt. And you know, I'm sure they'll fancy themselves too with what they have available. I think, you know, they have a very good squad, and you know, if they can get everybody on the pitch, it'll definitely be a tough game for us on Sunday. Yeah.
You have won more in the last couple of months with Letterkenny Rovers than you did in your entire footballing career. Is that correct, Keith?
Yeah, you're probably right there. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up too. I think I finally found my level. You know, I think maybe this is just where I'm supposed to be, and maybe the other clubs that I was at just were maybe a bit too much for me. But look, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being at Letterkenny at the moment. It's enjoying being part of a winning squad, and you know, no matter what level you play at or what thing, you know, winning trophies is a nice feeling, and getting medals is a nice feeling. So yeah, I'm just enjoying it at the moment, and long may it last.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, well, listen, what about Finn Harps and Derry City? We'll start with Harps. Back at home, Athlone Town are the opposition. After a good spell, they've lost back-to-back games, but Kevin McHugh's side are now taking on one of the sides sitting at the bottom of the table in Athlone Town. This is a good enough game for Harps, do you feel, this weekend, that they can get something from, that they can have a real crack at it? Because they haven't been shy in scoring goals at Finn Park this season, Keith.
No, they haven't, you know, and I think, I suppose, like, with Kevin coming in at the time, and, you know, they did get that bounce, you know, that we talk about, that you get from a new manager, although Kevin obviously had been around the setup, you know, for a while now, and, you know, being assistant manager to Darren Murphy this season, started really well, you know, I think it was six games unbeaten, maybe, coming in at that time, you know, losing the last two games, which will be difficult, but again, they were difficult games. If you look at the squad that Finn Harps have at the moment, you know, it is a young squad. You know, you have your David Colleys, you know, you have your Tony McNamee, Connor Turish, you know, vast experience there. But if those lads aren't available to you, you know, you're looking then at some younger players. I can even throw sorry Mikey Place into that, you know, experience bracket also. You're looking at your young lads. And unfortunately, with young lads, what you have is inconsistency. So that's where you'll see the results, you know, some good results, some bad results. And, you know, through no fault of their own, that lack of experience just, you know, it will mean that, you know, they're not going to be on it every game. They're still learning the game. They're still learning, you know, how to prepare for games and for travel and so on like that. So it is going to be difficult for Kevin. He'll know that as well. For Kevin McHugh's, you know, had a great career. His standards, I was even speaking to one of the players there last week, and, you know, he was saying that, you know, the standards since Kevin has taken over, it's gone higher again, you know. And I know from, I suppose, playing along with Kevin, there's not too many lads that I've seen that would have put in, that would have had the work ethic that he has in terms of his own performance. He would have made sure no stone unturned. He would have been there, you know, before training or after training, bag of balls, trying to get that little bit extra, that little bit of sharpness. And he now will be, you know, teaching that to these young players. So especially the likes of young Darren McGuinness, you know, young Mike Gattier, know that are on at that end of the pitch, they'll be learning so much from him, and that's only going to help them and help Harps as they go forward through the season.
Yeah, you mentioned young McAteer, big week for him. He's over in Scotland on trial with Celtic. Now, he is going to be back for the game tomorrow night, so he is, but he is a Celtic fan. And listen, that's a massive experience for him, for such a young lad to be over at a club like Celtic. And listen, there could be something coming at the end of this for him.
Yeah, like if he keeps working hard, you know. Speaking of Darren Murphy last year, and he was one that just said to me, "Watch this guy, what a player he is!" Being a young guy and, I suppose going to your boyhood club like that and, going on trial and trying to, I suppose, prove your credentials. Look, he's an international at the age he is, with the Irish underage setup. And, I guess like these experiences and be, I suppose been under, being a, not even just a bit part, he's quite a main player for Harps at the moment with what he can do on the pitch and when he's on the ball. So look, if he can, sometimes we talk about players and, when they go to these academies or they go across the water, will they be exposed to men's football? He is at the moment. So that's only going to, help him improve. So yes, it's nice to be involved with clubs like Celtic and, going on trial and, these big clubs. But, sometimes what we see now with League of Ireland players, they stay here for that little bit longer. They are exposed to, like I say, men's football, senior football, and that can help them in the long run. But all credit to him. It's great to get these get these trials and being talked about in such circles as Celtic Football Club.
No, it's fantastic for him, so it is, and it's fantastic for the club as well. But just back to the task at hand, which is Athlone. Listen, there was a big investment put into that club. They were hoping for a better season. They're sitting bottom off the table. They haven't picked up a win in their last eight games. So as we said, this is a good opportunity for Harps to get back to winning ways here, Keith, and get 3 points, a possible 3 points on the board tomorrow night.
It is definitely, yeah. Look, you have to be looking to win your home matches, and they'll be looking at this one as a big, another place where they can probably pick up 3 points. Athlone in a bit of transition at the moment. New manager coming in, Ian Ryan, who was at Bray previously and was at Shells as well, so he's got a lot of experience. They have just been taken over again by another consortium, the Tiger 11, which own one of the National League clubs in England. And I think they own Siena as well, a Serie B team in Italy. So, they will be thinking that there is opportunity here for Athlone to do something. I was surprised with that in terms of what Athlone have in their squad. They've got some great players in there, but it just hasn't really clicked for them. I kind of maybe tipped them to be up further up the table. But again, look, it can all happen in terms of, when you have too many good players in there, what do you go with? And maybe this new manager, maybe Ian Ryan will come in now and he'll be able to get them, more settled. They picked up a good result there last week against Dundalk, who's to top of the league. I think they're the only Dundalk's the only unbeaten side in the country at the moment, beat across the League of Ireland. So I think it's going to be a tough game for Harps. It won't be easy. We mentioned the players that they're missing. That'd be a bit of experience. But yeah, look, it's an opportunity for 3 points, definitely.
Yeah. Conor Tourish, obviously a key man in the defence of Harps, not available. He won't be back until mid-June. But kickoff is 7:45. Jermot Doherty will have live updates from Finn Park tomorrow night for Harps against Athlone Town as of the kickoff time. Elsewhere, Wexford are taking on Cove Ramblers, and that is fifth hosting third. UCD go up against Longford Town. Kerry are second from bottom, well, joint bottom of the table with Athlone Town, just ahead in goal difference. They take on Treaty United. But the top of the table clash is Dundalk against Bray Wanderers. Keith, you were very much firmly on the belief that Dundalk would dominate this first division. Can Bray Wanderers trouble them tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, Bray have been another good run as well. And, they have the squad, they have the experience there that can, challenge Dundalk, definitely. When we saw them at Finn Park there a couple of weeks ago and, Harps dealt out a 5-0 thrashing of them, we wouldn't have thought Bray would have kicked on. But look, they've done that. And it just shows at any point of the season, a team can sort of regroup and then, move on from that. So look, I expect Bray will give them a tough game. But Dundalk just look so good at the moment. Like I mentioned there before, the only undefeated team in the country. Once you get into that sort of mid-season, then you're looking at sort of transfer windows and stuff. And if Dundalk think that they, need to add, they're very much in a place to do so. So look, Kieran Gildoff, experienced manner. He's very cute. He knows what he's doing. He has put himself in a position where he's going to a club that is going to, or is looking like it's going to get promoted unless a complete collapse. So yeah, no, look, it'll be an interesting game. If Dundalk can get over the line in that one, look, you're looking very much for who's going to play for second and third after that.
You did, of course, predict that Dundalk would win the first division title. You also predicted Derry City are going to win the Premier Division. Things have turned around at the Brandywell, so they have, Keith.
Yeah, maybe not just as cut and dry yet for Derry. You know, I suppose when you look at how they started the season, they've won two on the bounce now, you know, and they've actually won four of their last five. That's a stark.
But they were big ones, Keith. Like Shelburne and St Pat's, like that. They're two huge victories.
Oh, they are, definitely. They are, you know, and that's, I know, I suppose, games that last year that, you know, that they would have struggled, teams that they would have struggled against. Look, I think I've mentioned Michael Duffy every occasion that I can, you know, who, and they're very much reliant on him. You know, six goals already this season, you know, is a great return. But I think, when you're bringing in so many new players, it can be difficult. And I suppose tearing a bit of slack in terms of, you know, bringing in so many players, you know, time to settle and all that there. 1-1-5 wasn't a great start that we looked at. And then, you know, was there questions that, you know, was tearing the right man? Are these players hungry enough? Now, that still remains to be seen. We're not handing out any trophies just yet. But at the minute, they put themselves in a great position. And they seem to have turned it around. But I guess we just have to see how things go. Big game coming up at the weekend. Having to go to Cork, which, you know, is obviously the trip in itself. Cork don't lose too many at home. I think they only lost once at home this season. So they're sticky, you know, a sticky outfit to go down and try and get a win against. But look, I think Derry have the squad and I would expect them to, you know, continue their good form and pick up 3 points.
Derry could be top of the table come tomorrow night, because if they do pick up the full points that you expect them to do against Cork. Shamrock Rovers are playing your old club, Drogheda United, who are the leaders. That's a game which could end in a draw. And if that is the case, Derry would be top of the table. What about the Drogs this season? Your old mates down there, they're going well, Keith. So they've only lost two of their 14 matches. Now they've picked up six draws, and then they probably felt they should have won a few more and should be further ahead. But it's a season that's been going very, very well, but now they're really going to be tested.
Yeah, I think if you look at the return fixture, the Shamrock Rovers beat them at home. I think they scored late on in a 2-1. I think Drogs missed a penalty late on. I think that was actually what it was. But anyway, they lost the game. I think if they can go to Tala this weekend and win, I think then you're sort of thinking, right.
Can they win at Tala? Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm saying that there, but I was on the flip side of that. I was just going to say
how
well.
Is that head or heart?
That could be a bit of heart, but you know what? It's becoming a bit of both. They're starting to align for maybe the first time. Right. They're starting to align because although I do think that they're capable of going there and winning. Shamrock Rovers have been going very well. You know, they have been playing really well. I was looking at the squad they have available. You know, that injury list is nowhere near what it was, say, last season or even at the start of this season. You know, you've got everybody fit. You've got Jack Byrne in there pulling the strings. You know, you have Green in there who's, you know, just joined this Centurion Club, 100 goals. Burke in there, like one of the goals that they scored against Sligo there on Monday night. You know, if anybody gets a chance to look at it, it was real, real quality. You know, and that's what they have available to them. Look, a difficult place to go, Tala, but Drogheda do well there. You know, Drogheda do well going to Tala. But I just think maybe in terms of, I suppose, the respect now that Drogheda have gained because of how they have started the season. You know, before they could have been taken lightly and, you know, have on occasions to other teams, you know, detriment. I just think if Drogheda can go there and get anything, it'll be a good result.
It would be fantastic for the Drogs if they can get a result at the Tallaght Stadium. We wait to see if that is going to happen. Another big game, another big Dublin fixture, the champion Shelburne against the side that many people were tipping for this year, St Patrick's Athletic. That's taking place at Tulka Park. Both of these sides will obviously be looking to bounce back after their defeats to Derry City.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, it's one you can sort of see, you know, obviously you're keeping a close eye and you're listening to interviews and stuff like that. You know, Shell's down in seventh. Damien Duff would have been looking to kick on from last season, you know, of the champions. They would want to, you know, I suppose, reaffirm what they did the year before. And, you know, that sort of hasn't just materialized a bit. But they're only 5 points off top spot, you know, and that league is, the league at the minute is probably one of the best it's been in terms of the competitiveness. I don't think that's any accident you know, looking at that every team now is full time. You know, usually you would have had maybe your top eight and then the two at the bottom, you know, someone who comes up is just going to go straight back down again. You know, that's not looking like it's going to be the case. Yes, Sligo were slightly cut adrift at the moment. But there's so many, there's just so much quality within the league right now. Yes, Shells lost their last two. Pats with 1-1-5. You know, not what you would expect it from them. Still, obviously, look in fourth position and still can go top this weekend if things go their way. Look, it's just a really exciting league. Like I said, with anybody be able to take points off anyone else, and yeah, look, I think that's just a great thing for the league, and it makes every game interesting. You know, no dead rubbers or no, you know, kind of so called, you know, weaker sides or boring sides maybe playing against each other. So yeah, look, it's a great thing for the league, and just, you know, long may it last.
The other games, the Premier Division, Waterford United, who are actually eighth in the table. They sit 6 points off the leaders, Drogheda, so that's how tight it is. They're hosting Galway United. And then on Saturday, Sligo Rovers looking to move off the bottom of the table and try and take a third one of the year. They're playing host to Bohemians. That game is on Saturday. So there you go. That's your preview of the Friday night games in the League of Ireland, both in the First Division and the Premier Division. As always, Keith Cowan, many thanks for joining us on the show.
Excellent, Austin. Thanks a million. Cheers for having me.
I'll no bother. And enjoy the football the weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Cheers, Austin. Good man. Thank you.